back at WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively. I don't know where we are. We're in Essex. We're in Middle River. I've got two different. I have a former councilman that swears we're in the 7th District of Essex. Yeah. We're at McFalls. We're not at the Iron Horse Tavern. We're here at the Oyster and Reel. Got the new sign up. The Orioles are trying to choke one away. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Did hit some home runs today. I do not have the home run riches scratch-offs. I have the instant lottery throwbacks. Had a $20 winner at the bar here. The 50th home run that the Orioles hit this year. They're up to almost 40 now. There'll be a $50,000 winner, so that could be coming up in the next week or so. John Martin's been telling us about that. Win the Nation, 866-90-NATION. Put this on the road in places like his place. This is Glenn McFall. I've known him for a decade-ish. You're sort of the neighborhood tavern for WNST. Always have been. You sent us a million lunches back in the day. My wife got cancer, then my wife got cancer again, and next thing you know, we're neighborhood people, and we're in your bar once in a while, yep, having a burger with that delicious bacon jam on the top, out on the deck, watching the Eagles fly out over the Loch Raven. How in the world did you find this place in Essex? When's the last time you were in Sioux Creek, huh?
Well, see, growing up, my father and my mom, they had a spot right on Frog and Water Creek. And so we always
It's on Middle River.
That's
okay.
On Middle River. So okay, we're coming out of Middle River here, and there's a lot of little.
Now, we're Frog Creek. I'm going to Google these places because I never heard of a Frog Creek.
And that's Frog and Mortar Creek.
Frog Mortar Creek. That's right here. I'm 2.5 miles away. Okay. Right. It's right across from Bowley's on the Bay. All right. I got you. All right. Across from Sunset Cove. I got you. All right.
Shout out to Edwards Boatyard.
All right.
So we had our spot over there, and we were there, and we kind of grew up around here. And we come out of Middle River. And this is one of the spots right when you get to the Baltimore Yacht Club, which is right to my right here, out here. You would see, oh, that's the spot where Dad could really pour it on. That was a 6 mile per hour kind of spot where you went from going 6 miles per hour or less
to letting it rip.
Okay. And getting the trip going.
Getting going toward the bay.
Getting out into the bay and moving along.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, so that was always the spot. You see the Baltimore
Yacht
Club.
So you grew up on a boat. That's what you're going to tell me. You
grew up on the boat,
okay,
a little bit.
All right, fair enough.
And got an opportunity all the time with my dad's friends and family to go all sorts of different spots. And we went all over the bay.
Crabbing.
We did a little crabbing, a lot of fishing.
Water skiing.
Water skiing, a lot of tubing, all that good fun stuff. But this was the area that we came out of every time. And so growing up, here and there, we always stopped when it was too bad to go out there. When it was too bad to go out there into the bay.
We'd go to the bar.
This was the safe harbor right here, Sioux Creek. And you come up here and you get a couple crabs. And then, your parents would be having a good time. And
So I grew up in Colgate, East Point area. This was the beach everyone in my neighborhood went to. I mean, we got a little older. Some folks would go up to Gunpowder, or some people would go up in Hunt Valley to what the hell is it called? Where the Royal Farms is. They had the swinging, the rope.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Beaver Dam.
Beaver Dam, right. Okay.
Right, right.
So a lot of kids, we got a little older, went to Beaver Dam.
Yeah.
And we went to Gunpowder to drink beer when we were, you know, 15, 16, 17. We're right. Like that, right? Or right. Come down here and try to make out with girls from Essex and like that.
Yeah.
But Rocky Point was the place in the 70s where my family, on a Saturday or Sunday, we would pick up fried chicken or whatever and go down beer, Pabst, yeah, Schaefer, the Weekender, and my family, the Pavilions, then at Porter's and Rocky Point.
So Rocky Point, when you're coming down 702, and instead of taking a left on Holly Neck to come down
you
go straight.
Right.
And to the right. Right.
See,
there
it says Wildwood Beach. I don't remember the name Wildwood, but everything was Rocky Point and Porter's. Is it still called that, or am I nuts in saying that?
I think we're good there.
Cedar
there.
Point. Well, man, this is what I'm saying. I grew up in Colgate, and I grew up, relatively poor. I mean, maybe some people had a little boat or went fishing once in a while, and I'd see people hanging chicken necks off.
That was
of
our Ocean
Bear
City
Creek
trip, man. We didn't go to the beach and stuff. It was the bay. So instead of going to Ocean City, instead of going to wherever.
You got on a boat in the water.
Yeah, my dad committed us to Saturdays and Sundays.
I mean,
to the
I
bay.
Guess I knew people that got in boats. The one thing that shook me, I got married 20 years ago. My wife came here, and she looked at the maps and the Google Maps. She's like, there's so much water here. So many boats here.
Largest estuary in the whole world.
In the world. And Billick, like, fell in love with it, right? Got a giant boat and sold boats and did all that over the Eastern Shore. And I think for outsiders to come here and say, my God, how would I move to Maryland and not have a boat or be on the water?
It's one of the most...
Or like that. And growing up here... First off, I thought everybody had crabs. I didn't know crabs were only like a thing we had here. I thought it was like pizza. Everybody had it, right? And you realize how provincial it is. But you also realize, like, it's a missing part. And I see people hanging at all of these bars have done so well, right? The water bars, that because there's so many boaters who want to access these places on weekends. And they're such, to your point, destinations, right? Mm-hmm. And you got a hold of one of them here a couple years ago, right?
Right. Well, just this past, I mean, we just opened at the beginning of January.
But it took you a year to get this thing built out, right?
We haven't even gotten to a year yet. We haven't gotten to that point. You'll come back and we'll celebrate the first year anniversary. But that we haven't even gotten there yet. So we literally haven't been open to the public to where we expect what we're going to have.
You haven't had a boat drive up yet, right? Literally.
We've had boats crushed through the ice. They came in. They wanted to be number one. They came right through and came in. But we've had a few people since. A couple weeks ago, we had the nice break in weather where we all thought it was going to just, in Maryland, just switch to summer.
And then fall happened again last week.
Yeah. So we're at where we're
at. Oh, look at the crab. So we're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, and you guys have a nice crab cake up the street, right? I mean,
yeah.
I've been to your other location.
You guys have enjoyed it.
Give me the story about the menu here and the oyster and reel concept. And obviously, I got to this in the first 30 seconds. By the way, Glenn McFall here, we're McFalls. You grew up on the water. You love the water, and you build this beautiful old sort of, it was old Sanders Corner, right?
I mean, so that place was built kind of in, the name behind it and everything was kind of built on my respect for my grandfather, Ernie Tyler. So the Iron Horse, being that it was a train right up the road called the Ma and Pa Railroad, the Native American Indians called those trains Iron Horses. So with Ripken taking the opportunity to pull my grandfather from a game.
Senator Ripken? No, I mean,
pretty much.
I see Cal. I'm giving him a hard time about that.
Well, I mean, and Cal invited him to be his honor guest up there in Cooperstown, and Ernie ended his streak as the umpire's attendant, never missing a game for 55 years. And, you know, after that game, did another 3 years or so. But so Ernie, the Iron Horse, Cal called him a real Iron Horse. You know, he thought he had a great streak as well. And I always thought that was pretty cool. And Ernie was always very humble, as you know, you met him a bunch of times. But Ernie was a real humble guy.
I don't know the whole story, because I broadcast from your place during a period of time where I wasn't on the radio. We brought Flacco into your place, Justin Tucker, Pitta. I have all those pictures. They were in the book. They were in Purple Rain, too. I'm going to give you a copy of it before you go. And I came up to your place, and every time I would go in, I said to you, the bathroom's around the back behind the bar off the porch. Mm-hmm. And I would always see all the Ernie stuff, and I really didn't know the whole connection that you're Ernie's grandson.
Right, his oldest grandson.
Now, Jimmy was the Oriole home club house attendant, and Freddie Tyler, this is back when I was a real media member back in the day, you know, Freddie was always the visiting, and I always thought the visiting job was so much better, because the Yankees would be in one day it'd be, you know, Jose Canseco, the next day it'd be George Brett, the next day it'd be Kirby Puckett, and, you know, Freddie had the better job.
Freddie got that job in 1984, and had that job all the way up until just last year when they gave him the new opportunity to be the Orioles clubhouse manager.
So Freddie's the Orioles clubhouse manager now.
He is.
Now, he's your uncle, cousin? What is he?
He's my uncle. So my mom, first of 11, she has five sisters and five brothers. And everybody's still alive. Everybody's doing well. And Freddie is one of the younger brothers. And Freddie is the clubhouse manager for the Orioles. And Freddie is a great guy.
Man, you are a baseball family, man. You're like a real Baltimore family, man.
We grew up in it. I have so many unique stories about getting the chance or opportunity to be in the dugout and get Floyd Rayford's First place club.
Were you the kid that would go over there without a camera? Do you have pictures of some of it?
There was no camera.
There were no cameras.
Stuff. Who cared?
I mean, you know, my father died in 92, right? My father died in 92, his first year Camden Yards open. And all these years, it's been 31 years I've been on the radio, and I have all these pictures of me and my dad. My dad and I have, you know, pictures of us eating cake at parties at Disney World or whatever. My dad and I went to ball games 20, 30, 40 times a year. Every year we took the bus. It was our favorite thing to do. It wasn't a special thing. Going to the Orioles game wasn't special. We did it all the time. It wasn't like one, some kids, their dad only took them once a year on Father's Day or whatever.
Maybe
it was an economic thing. My dad and I went to the ballpark so often, I never took a camera. Like, and if I took a camera, I wouldn't take a picture of us. You know, I was taking a picture of Cal Ripken or Eddie Murray or, you know, Rick Dempsey or whatever. I don't have any pictures of my father and
I was trained by my grandfather
at Memorial Stadium, you know?
Ernie Tyler told me, he's like, look, all these guys are the same as your dad, same as me.
They put your pants on the same way, one leg at a time.
So, don't get all crazy about it. You know, it's, and so when my grandmother was the chef for the Orioles for a long time, she has a couple World Series rings as well. And she got to, I would go down and take all of her food down with Ernie in a pretty much a family truckster wagon back in the day. And we would go down there and deliver the food to Memorial Stadium and take the food in there. And then they'd take him into.
Now, did you always try to get on that assignment so you could go and, you know?
I was just up the street. So my parents lived right in, they moved up from 33rd.
Get you off
Frisbee.
My shot. Go ahead.
They moved up from 33 Frisbee Street. And my parents, when my dad met my mom, they moved out to Forest Hill. And they convinced my grandmother, Ernie, and Julianne to move out to Forest Hill and get out of
Baltimore.
And so they were hanging out. And the next thing you know, Freddie is playing for Bel Air High School and is in the same county as Ripken. And I have, like, you've seen it.
It's late 70s, right?
Yeah, this is late 70s. And so that, so by 78, Ernie had Freddie at Bel Air High School. That was his first year, and he played in the All-Star team with Ripken. And I have that paper and a bunch of stuff that kind of shows that. Because my uncle, my grandfather, he gave all that stuff to my mom to keep so no one would mess it up. And I get it, and it's got, like, Ripken sign, you know.
And what do you do with it? If you got a restaurant, you put it on the walls, right?
Well, yeah, that's
so
what
you didn't
I do.
Take anything off the walls at the other place. Because
no,
I've been in here. This is all new stuff.
Yeah, this is all the other stuff I couldn't fit over there or didn't want to include in the story. But the story behind all that is basically just a really strong family.
Oh, you know? I don't think there's any question. I mean, I know half
family.
Your family for crying out
loud. Yeah, the
Tyler
family is a really strong family. And, like, my dad was, he was always like, well, I'm just glad to be a part of it. You know? But,
Glenn McFall's here. He's got a crab cake. Tell me about the menu here, and maybe a little different or same, similar?
Well, we have a different chef, and both chefs are awesome. Chef Luxemburger's taking control up there at the Iron Horse.
So this is like pan fried here.
This is pan fried.
Okay, see, I'm East Side. I get in arguments about this all the time. Like, I was at Captain Larry's last week. She's like, we won't fry it. We're broiling it. That's all. It was going to fall apart, whatever. And I grew up poor with claw meat, and my mom would mix some mayonnaise and mustard and a little bit of J.O.
So down here we have Chef Jason Horwitz, and Chef makes an incredible crab cake. This is more of a what I consider a true traditional, somewhere in the middle of Tillman or Maryland crab cake. Came from they all stem from the pancake and they were never built up really monstrous. But what you get in there, hopefully, is the flavor and all the good stuff.
Right, I'm gonna have one. Once I start eating, you're gonna have to talk.
I'll talk.
They've actually given me a little Pacifico here too, so I'm very appreciative of this.
That's a good one to drink with that.
You're the guy.
You're
the first
chips.
Guy to get on my camera that gets off my camera in the middle of the shop by just wandering out into the Sioux Creek.
That's all right. So yeah, so some house made chips and
there we go. And ice cold beer.
There's certain things that the chef at both spots do exactly like as traditional McFall stuff, and then they all have their own kind of flair on each spot here. So,
well, for you with the other place, 10
years
there.
And here we're doing crabs, too. This is a whole other thing. We brought crabs into the equation here. So we have an incredible setup for our crabs here, and we're bringing crabs nonstop into the picture for until, you know, Marylanders normally stop eating crabs, what, around November?
Well, I mean, late October, but November, December, you still get...
Awesome crabs, but I'm just saying, they kind of like, they're like...
You're right, you get out of the mood once the kids go back to school a little bit. I don't know, the Orioles, if we can get to Oriole baseball into the playoffs. Since I've been here, they've given up 8 consecutive runs. I feel like I'm bad luck down here in Essex. We got to get some better mojo for those. We're going to take a break because I want to eat this crab cake. Glenn McFalls, I'm telling stories about the... Have you been to a game yet? Oriole game or no?
I haven't. I was supposed to go to opening day, and then we got caught up with some stuff here. And
you're running two restaurants.
I got running two restaurants. We just had a surprise little baby boy. So
look at you.
We have four, so it's like...
Well, I'm going to get Terry Cook in here. He's a bartender, my Facebook friend. Terry tried out for my King of Baltimore Sports. I'm going to let him tell the story. But Terry and I have been friends, and he moved over here months ago, and you guys have been open since around Christmas, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, so soft opening.
We've been
into the
opening
spring.
Since 3 days before New Year's, to be right on.
All right. So you did New Year's Eve.
We did New Year's. We had a great band. Everybody came out. They kind of knew that we were kind of getting rolling. It was a nice soft opening New Year's.
I haven't even walked out onto the deck here out on the water.
You got to check it out.
It's a beautiful space. I would call it a new space in an old place. We're down in. Is this Essex or Middle River?
I call it Sioux Creek. We're in Sioux Creek. We're in Sioux Creek.
What's
Baltimore, Maryland?
It just says Baltimore. 212. What is it? 212221. What are we? 221. We're 21. That's what I figured.
Yeah.
Well, Todd Schuler is on my Facebook page here. Former Councilman Schuler, the recovering councilman, who says to me, "You're in Essex because you're in 17." And
well, by the way,
beat,
we are in Essex. There's no doubt about it. We're proud of that. But the bottom line is, we're right on Sioux Creek.
All right. So two people say Middle River, two people say Essex. They said it's borders.
It's Middle River. We're on Middle River.
I said
we're
Middle
off
River.
Of it. We're off of Middle River.
Listen, a guy from Dundalk would never want to accuse you of being from Essex. Trust me.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's like a Highland Town guy saying you're from Canton.
No,
it doesn't work that way.
I hear you.
And by the way, we thought we had Ronnie Brown today from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers of Dundalk High School, Sparrows Point guy. We're going to try to get him in a couple of weeks. He had a team meeting today. He's trying out for the Buccaneers. He's one of those camp hopefuls, and he's a Dundalk kid. He went
to
Shepherd, and
awesome.
I'm going to wish him well. He's a running back, so I want to give him some love on behalf of the Owls. I'll sing the Dundalk alma mater as a good Hall of Famer. We're on Sioux Creek. We're at McFalls, Oyster and Reel. Come on down. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'm giving the scratch-offs away. We had a $20 winner here a little earlier today, and I've been wearing the wacky hat that Eric gave me and Harley gave me from Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free, 5 years, 0% financing. I'm not going to wait 5 years to eat this crab cake. I'm going to take a break. Terry's going to come up. We're going to talk some baseball, some football, some more Ernie Tyler stories, Jimmy Tyler stories, Freddie Tyler stories, and a crab cake. I'm Nestor. We're back for more in Essex, Middle River, Sioux Creek, at McFall. Stay with us.